This Alan Jones podcast, thanks to Bingley. Buy online with Bingley's extensive range of top brands and famous Bingley prices. Start shopping online today at bingley.com.au and remember, at Bingley, everything's negotiable.
I said earlier at the beginning of the program today, and I don't want to be melodramatic, but in terms of our Australia, the Australia we love and know, this issue is as grave an issue as I have ever addressed. I've spent a lot of time putting the material together. I mentioned earlier this week the circumstances in relation to the area where I was brought up in Western Queensland, a little place called Ackland being turned into a crater of the moon. 7,700 hectares of agricultural land gone for the sake of a mine. Governments everywhere concerned with only one thing, money, because Labor governments spend more than they've got and then will do anything to claw that revenue back. I spoke before the state election here about coal seam gas on the Liverpool Plains. Remember that the former National Party leader Anderson, heading a coal seam gas company that believed it had the right to run coal seam gas pipelines wherever it wanted, and that included through some of the richest agricultural land in the world. The population of the world is expected to grow by about 9 billion by 2050. Food shortages will be imminent. We have the capacity to meet those food shortages. Foreign interests know that, and they are buying out our agricultural land. The coal seam gas obsession, on top of all of that, is everywhere. You take a map of New South Wales and look at the petroleum title applications. I've got this map in front of me. The current petroleum titles, the gas sites, the petroleum boreholes, and there's nothing left of New South Wales. No one in government seems to care. Foreign takeovers of Australian agribusiness have increased tenfold since the election of the Rudd-Gillard government. In many sectors, Australia has already lost effective control over its food supply chain. Decisions about food supply are being made in foreign boardrooms. As food security concerns escalate around the world, on the back of booming global population and dwindling food supplies, Australia's fertile and highly productive farm sector is attracting strong international interest. The buyout of our agricultural land and businesses is on the march. Other countries know food supply is going to be tight. They're buying into the best agricultural supply chain in the world. If the Foreign Investment Review Board only investigates agricultural investment by foreigners if that investment goes beyond $231 million. So China can buy 23 prime properties in this country for $10 million each, and there's not a squeak. No one even knows. It's worse than that. We're allowing coal seam gas companies to run roughshod over freehold owners of agricultural land. Listen to this letter from Xstrata Coal to a Queensland family to whom I spoke the day before yesterday at Taroom. Western Queensland says this, quote, Xstrata Coal, etc., all that crap, is the manager of Exploration Permit 1028. As such, they are required to undertake activities to investigate the continuity of coal seams within the EPC, that's the Exploration Permit contract. Letter goes on, a work program of drill holes is being planned, which requires entry to your property, as described in the attached notice of initial entry. Drilling will take place at a number of separate locations. The holes to be drilled will be a combination of rotary chip holes and core holes required to obtain a core sample. The holes will range in depth from 60 to 150 metres. This operation will involve two drill rigs, a water truck, and up to four light vehicles. Each hole will be geophysically logged as soon as practical upon completion, and this will require access by a two-man crew involving a light truck and a water truck. The field supervisor, ... will contact you to discuss site access. And then it makes some pathetic talk about subsequent rehabilitation. It then says, as a responsible operator, Xstrata Coal Queensland will ensure that any environmental damage is minimised and reasonable steps taken to rehabilitate any part of your property affected by this program. Copies of the codes of conduct and environmental compliance under which exploration will be carried out are attached for your information. Unquote. This bloke said to me, I thought I owned the land. These people have the power conferred by government to walk onto your land, can you believe it, and drill, quote, at a number of separate locations, in depth from 60 to 150 metres, which will involve two drill rigs, a water truck, and up to four light vehicles, and we're just telling you this is going to happen. Another letter says to the same landholder, by another mining company, I enclose herewith an entry notice for preliminary activities on private land for the purpose of performing initial exploration activities on your property. The entry notice is a requirement under Section 163 of the Mineral Resources Act 1989. The holder of the exploration permit is required to serve notice on you, the landowner.